Thank you for downloading the latest podcast from the Canada-Europe Transatlantic Dialogue, housed at Carleton University in Ottawa. The interviewees were in conversation with Helen Morris. For terms of use, please refer to the publication section of our website at www.canada-europe-dialogue.ca.
I'm Chantal Blouin. I'm Associate Director at the Center for Trade Policy and Law. This is a research center at Carleton University and at the University of Ottawa.
What is the impact of trade agreements on health systems here in Canada?
Trade agreements, up to now, have not had a lot of very direct impact on the health system, but they have influenced the decision that policymakers have made in terms of augmenting the healthcare insurance program, if you want. When you think of Medicare, we have, you know, basically all the basic healthcare service insured, covered by government. But in recent years, there had been discussion about increasing the number of services covered, including prescription drugs. If provincial governments decide to do so, trade agreements can create not a barrier, but a certain limit to what can be done, because there's rules regarding, if you want, the position of foreign investors that are already in the insurance market. So let's take the Quebec example, because the Quebec government did extend Medicare to include prescription drugs and created a new insurance program. Because of the trade rules, they decided to create an insurance of last resort and not completely nationalize insurance for prescription drugs. So just creating an insurance pool just for people who had no other insurance, therefore not competing with foreign investors like the Blue Cross that were there. That's an example of how trade agreements had an impact on the health system in Canada.
How does health and trade policy affect local food systems?
Well, trade policy has a number impact on food system, because basically it did facilitate the globalization of our food system. We in Canada import most of our food now. We also export a lot of our food production. And this has changed, evolved over the time. Over the years, we used to import less and export less. And trade agreements will reduce barriers at the border, you know, things like tariffs and quotas. And even though in the end the trade is actually done by private business, so farmers and wholesalers and retailers and so on, those rules create the environment within which this food production and distribution takes place. So it can make it more local, it can make it more global, according to what are the incentives created by those trade rules, those trade policy.
Where are we headed in terms of health, trade and food policies here in Canada? And does the European experience inform the debate that we have here?
Well, I think the European experience on the local food has been quite not just interesting, but inspiring to a number of groups and initiatives to strengthen local food system, to strengthen the capacity of communities to buy more of their food locally. Not all of their food, because we're in Canada, but most of their food.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.